You know, at this point, we're kind of taking it one step at a time. And so certainly, if I'll say when this passes the House, that puts additional pressure on the Senate to take action. So we have slightly different dynamics in the Senate. You have a slightly different kind of opposition that we're going to have to contend with. But I do believe that if the House votes on E15 as a standalone bill and supports that, again, it puts the pressure on the Senate to have to do something. And given geopolitics, I think, and as we get closer and closer to the midterms, I think the urgency of the need to do something for the American farmer, to do something for the American driver, that's not going to go away. And I think that hopefully should be helpful to our cause.